it do, what it do. Welcome to the Mixin Podcast, the best show for content creators, mixer and Twitch streamers, and anyone interested in live streaming. See you on the other side. It's your dude, JT for real though. Yo, and don't anybody forget about ForRealDough.com for the blog and all kinds of other streamer and content creation content. Yo, what it do? Hello from me, straight over to you. What it do? Now, for real though, what's up, guys? It's JT. It's your dude. Another episode of Mixin. I know it's been not a long time, but one of the longest little chunks of time since the past episode, which is funny because the episode before this was a very big one. I mean, it was one of my bigger episodes, or at least more planned episodes, you know. But as always, you know, things happen. Time goes by. You get busy, and more importantly, sometimes you just don't have a hot ep prepped. You know, you don't have a hot episode ready and rocking, which is true for me. I didn't have anything prepped, like, good enough. I didn't have anything good enough for you guys. So I didn't want to just, you know, blather out an episode or two just so that, you know, just so that I have content up or that it's fresh. I mean, I'm not going to pat myself on the back for not doing a bad job. I mean, come on. You know, that's silly. But I just wanted to point out that that's part of the reason why a few days have gone by now. Maybe it's been about a week or so now, depending on when you guys caught the last one. But, and I don't even want to say something like, oh, I'm back in action. It's not even that. It's just, I did not have an episode for you. You know, I just did not have an episode prepped. I didn't have a guest ready. I didn't have any of the things ready. And like I said, again, I didn't want to give you guys just garbage. So, right now, something that I've been just pondering a little bit, just kind of tossing around in the old brain. Don't be that guy. Now, what I mean, I know that sounds like goofy. It's like, okay, you know, whatever, bro. But don't be that guy. Now, that's a funny thing. They can be said in a million different ways. I like to use it as a joke. I think it's really, it can fit all the time as a very funny joke. You know, you can just basically, with the proper timing, those words can fit as a joke all the time. You know what I mean? Someone messes up, you know, you're in a group setting and, you know, someone, you know, knocks the drink over, you know, whatever, you know, like, dude, don't be that guy, you know, and everyone laughs. Or you're telling a story, you know, and the guy came up to me and he did this crappy thing. Dude, don't be that guy. You know, there's all these ways to do it, right? Now, the reason why I'm saying this and joking around about it is that when it comes to streaming and creation and all that stuff, and not even just the basics of actual, like, the, you know, of the, you know, of streaming itself and the, like, the behind the scenes, but even more so, like, the networking ops and all that type of stuff, when you're going to speak, basically what I'm saying is, I'm referring to all of the little opportunities within, meaning networking, actual just doing your job, all these little things that come up, right? This is what I'm referring to, because this is a very broad subject when I'm referring to don't be that guy. Because what I mean is, there's, okay, now on to exactly what I mean. I, all the time, talk to, as you guys know, I talk to all these people, talk to new people for, you know, team stuff, collaboration stuff, all these different things for people in the streaming space. Now, often when I'm, you know, getting a hold of somebody or if I'm reaching out, generally it's, I already know what the person's about and it's usually not a waste of time. It can usually have a good conversation, or at least at a minimum, they'll tell me either yes, no, but they'll give it to me straight. Now, this is my, I guess that's a big part of it. Giving it to yourself straight and giving things straight and not being that guy. And what I mean by is that guy is the one when I come up to someone, it's like, hey, you know, do you think you want to do this? You want to collaborate? You know, hey, want to check out the team, this, that, the other. That guy, when I say this, or referring to that guy, it's the one that goes like, it's all yeses, right? Always yeses with absolutely zero heart behind it, right? Or 1,000% intention, 0% execution. That to me is that guy. Now, I have that guy, and girl, you know, obviously, but I have that guy message me at least once a week, sometimes a couple times a week, and obviously that guy is a bunch of different people. These are different people. Saying things like, dude, you know, I love what you do, and I really want to be a part of it, and let's collab, and all these things, right? Let's do this. I can't wait to do this. This is going to be our thing. Yeah, right? Woohoo. And then you're like, cool, man, freaking, because me, I'm when people, you know, show excitement or show passion, I'm like, yeah, let's do it. Here you go. You know what I mean? Let's battle. Let's work. Let's do what we got to do. So all the time I'll run into these people where I'm like, let's do it. And then when it comes to time for execution, or it's like, okay, cool. So, you know, how are you going to do this? Okay. And I'll give a quick example, because I know this is very broad. I'm speaking very broad terms here. So I'll give a quick example where somebody's like, hey, I want to start pressing into our socials, right? Someone's like, yeah, I want to do that too. I really want to start networking more and making my stream more, you know, available for people into social media. Okay, cool. So make sure, and you don't have to go crazy. Now, here's the thing. I'll give somebody a really basic, like, a to-do. Not overwhelming, because that's easy to scare people away. But do something basic. Like, okay, all you got to do is one post per day. You know, on what are social media like, right? Really easy. And then obviously you notice the first day, they might, at best, that first day they got it, right? But my point is, that guy is done at that point. You will not see any more posts later. You might not even talk to that person for a few days. They're going to disappear, right? Until all of a sudden, 5-6 days pop by. They pop up again with the same exact story. Hey, man, I know I kind of fell off a little bit, but I'm ready. I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to, you know, put forth effort. I want to execute. I want to do what you're doing, man, and this, that, the other. And then repeat. Ad nauseum. Repeat. Repeat. And it's that over and over again. That is that guy. It's that guy. He shows up. He's all talk, no walk. You know what I mean? And all talking about the execution, no actual execution. And it's just, and the worst part about it is that they suck away at your time and your heart a bit. I know it. It taps away at my drive. I know that, and it sucks because it's so detrimental. And this is a main reason why. When someone messages me and is like, let's collab and do all these things, and I'm like, and let's say I like them, or I think, hey, I like their idea, and I'm like, okay, cool. And then I start to act on that, meaning I start to plan something, or I start telling people about a podcast, or whatever, you know, whatever it is. But the point is, often, I don't do this much anymore, but before, I used to execute and act upon, quote unquote, that guy, his stuff, you know, that guy's stuff, and or ideas. And it's a trap. And more importantly, are you that guy? Are you doing the things that that guy does? Because remember, and the reason why I did this cast is because I've had a couple people that are friends of mine. Not teammates, nothing like that, of course not. Nobody would be on my team if they were already like this. They would already be off it or never invited. So there's some people I know that I know in real life, actually, and just like acquaintance, but there's some people that have messaged me, and these are the worst because they kind of have this like opening, so to speak. They have this in, you know what I mean, with me, you know what I mean? They have an in because they're like, hey, I know you from, you know, school or a job or real life or, you know, whatever. And so people use that in sometimes, and me being the type of person I am, I actually like that type of thing. I like when people have an in with me, you know, I like that. I'm a sucker for that. I am. I'm a sucker for it. If someone pops up and is like, hey, you know, JT, we know each other because of this. I'm like, all right, dude, I'm gonna hook you up. I do that. I'm a sucker for it. And I think a lot of people are, you know, when you have even the slightest bit of connection to somebody, you're much more willing to help them out and to do things with them. And more importantly, so I don't want to go too far into that. But more importantly, it makes it 10 times worse when someone is using that avenue to kind of get in there, to kind of sneak in. Now, if somebody uses that avenue, right, like, you know, getting that, you know, knowing you one-on-one, knowing you either in your past or whatever, and then kind of sneaks in and then gets in the front door and then starts to execute and like grow and build the team or your crew or your stuff, then that's just luck and amazing. Like, there's nothing bad to that. That's just goddamn like beauty, right? But my issue is that's very rarely what happens. What happens is someone will hit you up and you're like, yeah, you give them a shot, and either they waste your time or they're that guy. They're all about, yeah, dude, I'm about, dude, I can't wait. So tomorrow I'm going to be setting up my overlays. And then the day after that, I'm going to be ordering, you know, I'm going to have someone do my logo. And then the day after that, I'm going to be streaming a 24-hour stream. And then the day after that, yeah, dude, none of those days even come up. None of those days even happen. The first day, that guy either disappears or that girl just got excuses. You know, it's, hey, so wait, are we doing that thing or where's that, you know, what happened, you know? And now, mind you, I'm going to add a little something here. Everybody runs into trouble. Everybody has things that happen in their life and everybody has to reschedule. That I do it too. Because as much as I make sure I'm never that guy, I've also made promises I wasn't able to keep. I've also planned podcasts with people that I wasn't able to stand behind because honestly, my intentions were absolutely wholeheartedly there. Just life sometimes has, you know, says otherwise, and I have to reschedule or I have to replan. And I know I sometimes have to do that. And I also know I've been on a multi-months of waiting for other people coming on as guests or me going on their show. Months and months, dude, over 6 months for some people. And because that's how it goes. And that's the grind. That's the work. That's the effort. That's not someone just blowing it off. That's the opposite of that guy. Not being that guy, that's the guy that waits the 6 months and the day the person hits you up, oh, by the way, I'm ready, you go, let's go. Who cares if it was 6 months? Every month that goes by, it's distilling it. It's just getting better. You're waiting. You know? It's aging. Think of it like that. So, before this goes too long, I know this is a short one, and I know it's been a little bit of time since I've had an episode up here, but like I said at the beginning of the episode, I don't want to be that guy. You know? I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy for you guys, and I certainly don't want to promote being that guy. I don't want to promote just saying, yeah, putting up an episode just to put it up. No. Don't ever do that. Don't just, you know, and don't say, and this is my parting note. I think, say, if you're going to, okay, don't start the conversation is, I guess, the best bet. Don't start that conversation where you can put yourself in the area the accidental area. I don't know the word I'm looking for here, but just don't put yourself in the situation don't start the conversation that will put you in the situation. I guess that's why it sounds goofy. But don't start the situation that puts you in the situation. But don't do that unless you're prepared to go all the way. I know that sounded ridiculous and I got all over the place there, but I was trying to find the best words for it. Just, if you're going to go all the way, then yeah, then reach out. Talk to people. Start the conversation. But just try to know if you're that guy. That's, I think, what's difficult. It's hard to be self-aware in this area. If you're doing this, right? If you have constantly hit your friend up, me up, your buddy up, or your, you know, or saying your girlfriend, hey, I'm gonna do this, I can't wait, I'm gonna really work on it. And you're always saying that, right? And now it's been 2 months, it's been 6 months, it's been a year, and you're still saying it, then you're that guy. You're that guy. The problem, the good thing is, I guess the best part of it is that you don't have to be, for one thing. You don't have to be. But before anything, you have to come to grips with the fact that you're that guy. Like, you're that guy. If you're doing these things, you're that guy. When someone's like, don't be that guy, you're that guy. I know I'm saying it over and over again, but I need it to get into your guys' brains, because there's some of you out there that are just like, yeah, whatever. Oh, man, I wonder whoever this is referring to. That sucks, huh? No, it's referring to you. Yeah, you. Not everybody listening, of course not. But some of you listening. Definitely. You've been saying you're going to do things for a long time now. You've been starting projects you never finish. You have a to-do list that gets longer every week and never shorter. That's being that guy. So my friends, I'm going to give you the beginning, the end quote. It's the same one as we started it. Don't be that guy. All right, guys? So I'm going to leave you on that. Remember, stop fake executing. If you're going to do stuff, do it and stop saying it. And I know the talk the talk, walk the walk episodes, I've done those before because it's along the very similar lines. But it's something that needs to be spoken, repeated, because it's something that gets in all of us. That's the thing. This isn't like individual people. This is like a problem that like fucks with all of us. Or, darn, sorry for the effort there. I think one will be all right. But you know, but it messes with all of us. You know what I mean? It really, really screws with all of us here. And, but yeah, there we go. Darn, that really threw me off. All right, guys, I love you. Sorry for this kind of all over the place episode here. I kind of did this one just ad hoc on just out of nowhere, just kind of boom, put it on the spot. You know what I mean? So it's a little shaky, but hey, that's why you love me, right? Sometimes I come at you shaky, as long as I come at you with something useful, right? All right, guys. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. I hope you guys continue on. And if you want to help me out, the podcast has been exploding, but over this past couple weeks, because of me not putting up episodes, it's actually slowed down a little bit, and that's my fault. So if you guys want to help me out, please share this. Click share, or if you're on Spotify, or depending on if you're on Spotify, Google Play, whatever platform you're on, just click subscribe, you know, just click follow, whatever it is. They're different for all the platforms, but just do me a huge favor, just click the subscribe button so that when I come out with a new episode, it will let people know. And more importantly, if there's a button near that that allows you to share it, like if you can put it on YouTube, if you can put it on Facebook or put it on Instagram, any of those things, I would love it. And I'm telling you, man, if you guys do that and I happen to see it, I'm going to love you more than anything. Like, you don't understand. If I pop on Instagram and all of a sudden I see someone that's like, yo, you guys need to check this out, and it's not mine, because that's happened once. It's happened before where I didn't even put out the advertising. I saw an advertisement for the podcast that I didn't create, which that was one of the coolest things I've ever seen. So please, guys, if you shout this out and I see that, I will do something special for you. I promise. So I love you guys. You have a lovely one. Yeah, that I'm putting that out here right now. It's like a mini contest. This is a mini quest, right? This is a quest for my listeners. Anybody out there who puts out you put out an advertisement, right? Put out an advertisement for Mixin. Tag me. Just put hashtag JT for real though, or hashtag team for real though. And the first person I see that do that, the first person, I'm going to do something special. I'm going to do a special shout out for you, and I'm going to shout out your stream on the podcast. So there's a little contest for you guys out there. So there it is. It's hot right now. I just started it. Bam. Contest. First person to put that out there at hashtag JT for real though, hashtag team for real though, and put, hey, what's up? It doesn't even have to be a real ad. It could just be like, yo, Mixin is cool. I love it. Thumbs up. And a picture of a monkey's butt. Doesn't matter. But either way, I love you guys. There it is. That's how we do. JT style. If you don't know for real, though, get to know for real, though. Hey, guys, if you want to help me out to take this podcast on new frontiers and new horizons, then all you have to do is go to www.anchor.fm/JTForRealDough/support to support the show and make the dream possible. Hey, hey, if you guys like the Mixin Bits podcast, then please go to forrealdough.com to check out our blog or all kinds of groovy stuff for Team For Real Dough. For Real Dough being FareelDoe. Word up, everybody. And if you want to support the podcast and you enjoy this, just go to Anchor, like a boat, anchor.fm/JT For Real Dough. Word up, my friends, and thanks a lot.